Everywhere in Ontario is growing. Some cities are growing a little bit bigger than others. And we saw big growth during the pandemic. And we were seeing it prior too in urban centers like Kitchener, like Hamilton to a lesser extent, and certainly like London. Well, London, as you'll hear in this clip, wants people to come from Toronto and live in London. And I'm a born and bred Londoner. I love the city. I understand why people would live there. I just want to find out exactly whether or not this policy is working. Here's some of the hook in terms of getting people to move from where we are in the GTA to the Forest City.
So my partner and I, we sold our Midtown Toronto condo last year, and we bought a house here in London. At first, we were pumped to like have a backyard, be able to walk to the market, go to parks, go cycling on trails, that kind of stuff. But then, you know, during the fall, we ended up staying in a lot more and cooking a lot more.
Okay, so bottom line is, there's a couple of clips from this. London's trying to lure Torontonians away. We just saw this with a massive campaign in Alberta, and when the numbers were basically revealed after a couple months, it seemed to have worked. Like, that's a big, big call to pick up and move from the GTA out to Alberta. That's for sure. Joining us right now, the president and CEO of the London Economic Development Corporation. We're trying to get a read on this strategy. He is Kapil Lakhotia. Thank you very much, Kapil, for coming on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So when you this campaign got going a while ago, it's very tongue in cheek, but I noticed it right away. I bet you I'm not the only one that did.
Absolutely. You know, in the last couple of months that we've been running this campaign, we've received thousands of inbound inquiries, and our staff has been taking a personalized approach to make the move seamless and easy for people who are looking to choose to locate in London. As you mentioned, Greg, London is one of the fastest growing cities in Canada, and we want talent. There are lots of excellent career opportunities in growing industries like healthcare, manufacturing, food processing, and technology. And a lot of Torontonians are contacting us to find out more about these opportunities.
And it seems like, I've known it's always a big student town. It's always a big university town. I did my undergrad there. And it's one of those scenarios where you do notice the vibe of the city ends up being a little bit different when the students go home. But I bet you that experience of going to university there has drawn some professionals back at a point in time. It seems to have anyway, by the numbers.
Oh, absolutely. We're being contacted by Torontonians who are ready for a move, as well as former Londoners who are living in Toronto but want to return home. In addition to the excellent education network that you spoke of, London continues to be a safe, affordable, and vibrant community where a lot of families are choosing to plant roots.
What are you noticing in terms of cost? It's more expensive to rent places everywhere. And I've seen some of the London numbers. They are jarring. I'm sure you're answering questions about that from people who are looking at it. Do you just make the case, well, it's still going to be more affordable for you than some of the bigger cities?
Well, absolutely. You know, for the longest time, London has been one of the best kept secrets in Ontario. And as the secret got out, the housing prices certainly increased. But with the correction that's happened over the last several months, it's become certainly more affordable. And compared to larger urban centers like Toronto, London certainly continues to be more affordable.
So I know there's people say, are there jobs? Is there a glut where you say we just don't have the population to fill some really important jobs here? Are you hearing that from employers? Or like you're with the London Economic Development Corporation, there'd obviously be big companies saying we can't fill the jobs that we currently have right now. So we need immigration, in essence.
Well, absolutely. The need for skilled talent is the key driver behind this campaign. We continue to attract leading companies to London. In fact, Maple Leaf Foods has just finished building Canada's largest poultry processing plant in London. We just yesterday announced a new Italian food company that's going to be building its new North American headquarters and manufacturing facilities in London. In addition to manufacturing, lots of growth in healthcare. London is the regional healthcare center for southwestern Ontario with a number of different hospitals and healthcare facilities, education with the University of Western Ontario and Fanshawe College, along with the largest school board in southwestern Ontario. And the list goes on and on and on. We have job portals like London Tech Jobs, manufacturing jobs, and many more that regularly post well over 1,000 positions on a daily basis. So through this campaign, we're inviting people to check out these job portals, see what occupations ring a bell with them and allow us to connect them with some of these growing companies.
And I would bet as well, like there's sort of that fine line. You want to promote London. The website is called donttelltoronto.ca. So it is a little bit tongue in cheek. You're not trying to, you know, throw a lot of dirt on the city of Toronto, but you're just saying, hey, like, we just want you to know this option is out there.
Absolutely. You know, this is why we chose a cheeky social media campaign, and it's making a significant difference. It's a bold step, and it's based, of course, on the premise that Torontonians don't want to admit that they would live or work anywhere else other than Toronto. But London has certainly made its entrance, and based on the numbers we're seeing over the last couple of months, there's a lot of interest.
I know when I come back to London, I notice traffic more. There's always been discussion, as you'd probably know, about building some form of a ring road. Hamilton kind of has it. Windsor has it as well with the EC Row. I don't know if that ship has sailed, but I know London's very north, south, east, west when it comes to roads, and traffic at times can be frustrating. Anything in the long term you see that would help that?
Yes, absolutely. Currently, the bus rapid transit infrastructure is under construction, as well as there's plans to make Veterans Memorial Parkway into a freeway over the coming years. So there's lots of infrastructure investments underway to cope with the increased population base and the growth we're experiencing in the economy. There is a lot of investment in the public works and infrastructure.
Yeah, look, London vis-a-vis Kitchener. I know Kitchener, you can get around and whatnot, but you're that much closer to Michigan. I think London's that perfect happy marriage where you're 2 hours from Detroit and 2 hours from Toronto. So if you like big city stuff, concerts and big sports and musicians that won't stop in London, although you got a great facility there with Bud Gardens, then I think London's geographically placed in a great spot. That's me saying that.
Greg, you're naturally an ambassador for us. Well done, my friend. Thank you.
I'm happy to help. If I've convinced just two people this morning, then I may have done my job and partially yours as well. Thanks, Kapil. Kapil, I really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Kapil Lakhotia joining us, president and CEO of the London Economic Development Corporation.